Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
I can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What's insane?
Just talking. Brought to you by In.com.
We did an episode on the kind of Bollywood boyfriends you should avoid. Ladies, we know. Now this one's for the boys. We've all watched enough Bollywood. Have you thought about how it teaches you what kind of girlfriends to avoid? This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. Bollywood loves its women. Sometimes I think it's a little too much, because even if it's a story about a man, they'll add in an angle with a woman in it just so it'll have a flavor. Some people think they're unnecessary additions, that they objectify women, but I look at it differently. It's like they don't trust men enough. They don't think a man can single-handedly keep you engaged for 120 minutes. So sometimes the woman's cameo is only 10 minutes long. A woman can do for you in 10 minutes what a man can't do in 2 hours. But yes, not all of them are ideal women. There are pretty women, there are smart women, there are women who can kick your ass, but there are also annoying women, confused women, just way too many women sometimes. It's not enough to just watch a film, right? They're supposed to make you think. And Bollywood introduces you to a whole variety of women. It's like a thesis on female behavior that you get to analyze just sitting on a couch. Can't get easier than that. Now that we've seen all sorts of women on screen, gentlemen, here are the types of Bollywood girlfriends you can avoid in real life. The high maintenance one. You know, girls are self-obsessed when they care more about their outfit than what they're saying or doing. Bollywood example, who from K3G? It's Karan Johar. We know how much he loves to exaggerate, but Pooh was just way over the top. She thought too much about herself for a girl named Pooh. I've honestly never met anyone so narcissistic in real life, so we know it can't be real. But she takes hours to get ready. She has 2 sidekicks whose only job seems to be to feed her ego. And she has a fancy car, because even though it's London, her immigrant brother-in-law somehow magically does so well financially, she can buy all of these fancy things. She makes fun of people for repeating outfits. Oh my God, where would we be if we had someone like that at our workplace? I'd spike her green tea, honestly. But it's so Bollywood. They show her to be this crazy woman who can't think beyond clothes, but it's like a switch goes off in her head when she wants Hrithik Roshan's character to like her. She suddenly becomes this ideal girl who's nice to everyone. Where's your personality, lady? Don't change just for some boy. Also, another Bollywood example, Sonam Kapoor in Aisha. She spends other people's money, mostly her dad's, so she can give her friend a makeover. Now, you'll argue that she was only trying to help someone, but not at the cost of killing her friend's style and interfering in her friend's love life. It's okay to be a shopaholic, just not the kind that's rude or interfering. But if you like judging a book by its cover, go right ahead. Ask any millennial about the place they're scared of the most. It's not Area 51, it's not any political border, it's the dreaded friend zone. It's like substitutes in football. You know you want to be in on the action, but the manager, here it's the girl in question, analyzes what's best for the situation and you have to wait for the go-ahead. Bollywood examples, Anushka Sharma in Ae Dil Hai Mushkil. She plays this girl named Alize. Trust Karan Johar to come up with some fancy name like that. Now, Alize enjoys putting Ranbir Kapoor's character in the friend zone. He even sings some sad song at her wedding and pretends to be happy and all. Boys, you don't need to do that. Learn from this guy's mistakes. That's the only good thing you can learn from a Karan Johar character. Do not wait around. Also, Sonam Kapoor from Ranjana, the boy that Dhanush plays, makes it so obvious that he's into her. But she's like, hey, you're my friend. Can you try and get me out of this marriage that my dad has arranged for me? Even though you don't really stand a chance and you might just start a communal thing and you're unnecessarily defaming a doctor. At the end of all this drama, he's still just her friend. Although this guy had it coming, he was borderline stalker. But yes, if you sense that you're entering a friend zone, leave. At least the friend zone means you might have a chance later. I mean, you can say that to make yourself feel better, but it's better than having to deal with someone who can't even decide if she wants to friend zone you. Bollywood example, Deepika Padukone from Break Ke Baad. She wants to do so much with her life and she knows her relationships with different people will get in the way, so she moves off to Australia. Nothing wrong with that. But then she also wants a piece of whatever she left back home. She wants to be with her boyfriend, but she also wants to be single and go mingle. To be fair, she'd probably have moved on faster and made up her mind if that boy in question had just left her alone. Oh, also, Shraddha Kapoor's character in Half Girlfriend. First of all, it was a half-baked idea that Chetan Bhagat had. He wrote a book and nobody on earth would have complained if a movie wasn't made. But of course they made one. She can't make up her mind if she wants to be with a guy from a village while she herself is a fancy Delhiite. That must be a tough choice. You'd have to give up Starbucks for the local chai guy. Give up visits to horse cars and live in a house that's not so cars. She didn't even friendzone him. She said she'd be his half-girlfriend. I've heard a lot of labels, polyamory, polyfidelity, solo poly, open, but still, the one that befuddles me the most is a half-girlfriend. What on earth is that? If you ask a girl out and she invents a whole new style of relationship just for you guys, it can't be a good sign. Run! Let's face it, life isn't really a Bollywood movie. It works very well on screen for a girl to be a damsel in distress and for the hero to run in when there are just seconds left and save the day and save his lady and all that jazz. Even if you work out 6 days a week, it does not prepare you to take on goons in real life. So avoid the kind of girlfriend who's always running towards trouble. Like Pariniti Chopra in Ishak Zade. First of all, if she belongs to a family involved in politics, you must be out of your mind. You cannot mess around. You risk getting shot at. It's great when you like a woman with her own mind. She knows what she wants and she gets it. That's great. She'll know what she wants to eat. She'll know which restaurant you can go to. But if her dad thinks she can't pick who she likes and you're not a trained kung fu warrior, then just take a U-turn. Honestly, we all have troubles of our own. So you don't really have to run towards a girl who's actually running towards trouble. Because chances are, she loves the high of being in trouble way more than she loves you. You should love a woman of substance, not a woman who loves substances. How do you know if she likes you when she doesn't even know which reality she exists in? Bollywood example, Kangana Ranaut in Fashion. She's at the top of her game. She's this sought-after supermodel. But then she lets drugs get the better of her and makes friends based on how much you can score for her. If she says she loves powder and you're not sure she's talking about talcum powder, run. But if you're the reason she got into substances in the first place, you better fix it. Remember Zeenat Aman in Hari Rama Hari Krishna? She runs away from home and gets with the hippies. Her brother goes on a long trip to find her, only to discover that she's on her own trip. You know what kind of trip I'm talking about. But if you aren't making music and singing like her, do you even deserve to be on that trip? We love stories of women who are chasing after their dreams and are obsessed with reaching their goals and achieving what they set out to do. But what if the thing they're obsessing after is you? Bollywood examples, Aishwarya Rai in Devdas. She's this weird, crazy lady and you'll never know what's running on her mind. Yeah, she had to sacrifice her love and everything, but keeping one lamp lit for years and years without a break. If she'd spent all that time studying, she'd probably have graduated and become qualified enough to work, instead of her mum having had to marry her off to the first rich dude she found. If a girl swears she'll spend hours and hours watching over something for you, just know that she's obsessed and you can't really break up with her. It's not easy. Also, Karishma Kapoor in Andaz. She has the hearts for her teacher and it's really disturbing because she's just a child in that movie, technically. If you have a job and you notice a minor girl making a move on you, run. They say ignorance is bliss. Sure, but there's a big difference between being uninformed and being ignorant when it comes to love. Case in point, Rani Mukherjee in Paheli. You notice sudden behavioral changes in your partner. I know we all want to believe the best in the others, but there has to be a limit, right? You can't see a 180 degree flip overnight. If it looks like your partner has changed way too much, you gotta double check. It might just be a ghost. Rani Mukherjee's character doesn't know that at all, that a ghost has taken the place of her husband. But anyway, if you're dating a girl and a ghost suddenly appears and pretends to be you, just walk away from your girlfriend because she'll probably pick the ghost and then ghost you. Also, Diya Mirza and Rehna Hai Tere Dil Mein. She doesn't even know the guy she's dating. I mean, yeah, you should feel bad for her and all, but come on, it wasn't like it was the 1920s where you couldn't find out anybody's background. If she believes your fake identity, she'll probably believe those fake callers who'll ask for her credit card number and CVV and OTP. Just educate her and walk away. You can deal with girls themselves no matter how they are, but the more people there are, the tougher the situation gets, especially if she has tyrants for relatives. Bollywood examples? Oh my god, we have so many of them. Like Kajal and DDLJ. This movie is supposed to be one of the greatest love stories that ever came out of Bollywood. And it just wouldn't be the same if her dad was this chill guy who actually cared about his daughter's happiness. If your girl's got a dad who only listens to himself, then be prepared to live under a fake identity. Maybe in his own home like Shah Rukh Khan did in DDLJ. Then there's Rani Mukherjee in Sathya. With a dad so strict, you could get married but still not tell anybody for weeks and months. Till she picks the most inopportune moment and then puts everyone in trouble. The worst one yet though has to be Deepika Padukone in Ram Leela. If her relatives walk around with guns, just stay the hell away. I mean, what was she thinking in this movie? Her infatuation with a guy from the enemy camp kept getting other people killed in the process. And just when you think she's stupid for getting so many people killed, she kills herself and her lover boy. If you aren't willing to take a bullet in your side, just run. It's always a tricky thing. You can never tell what a girl is really like if y'all meet each other on an app. So maybe the trick is to ask her what her favorite Bollywood movie is. Chances are, she's like the female protagonist, and that'll give you a fair idea of what she's really like. And then you can make your next move accordingly. Or meet her, take it as it goes, and get set to be the Bollywood hero in her story. Because let's face it, drama is in everybody's life. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.